Well, since you know something about wagons, do you know what, when you hitch the horse to the wagon, have a bar of wood that the traces are attached to? Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't know a lot about a wagon.
Okay.
We never had one. I've ridden in one many a time, but we never had one.
Yeah, have you ever heard anybody mention the name of the piece of metal that goes around the outside of the wagon wheel?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. If you saw a man driving along in a wagon or whatever with a load of wood, what would you say he's doing with the wood?
Hauling.
Suppose you came along and found a log across the road and you had to remove it. What would you say you'd do to the log to get it out of the way?
Have to pull it out of the road? Is that what you mean?
Think of any other term to use for that?
Not right now.
Okay. Getting back into the stuff that you probably don't know. When a farmer starts, he's getting ready to plant in the spring, what's the first thing he does to the ground?
Breaks it up, or plows.
Okay. Are you familiar with the thing that he uses after you plow? Actually, I use it before the plow now, but to break up the ground.
Harrow.
Okay. I'll get through these things. Are you familiar with an X-shaped frame that's used for sawing wood?
Saw horse.
Now, would that be crossed like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the kind that comes up and then you've got a piece coming off another?
I thought they were both saw horses. You
thought them both saw horses? Okay.
There might be a difference. I don't know. But I just thought they were.
Okay. Thing to use along with the comb to straighten your hair with?
Brush.
Okay, and back. When men use straight razors, or barbers still do, what are the leather thing you use to sharpen?
A strap.
And the ammunition you use in a revolver, or any kind of gun, what do you call it?
Shells.
Now, would there be a difference in what you'd call the thing you use in a shotgun and what you'd use in a rifle?
Bullets and shells. Is that what? I don't know that much about guns.
Okay. okay, for a kid's toy, would they take a board and lay it across something?
Seesaw.
Have you ever seen it when instead of having two kids and one fastening point, you fasten it on each end and the kid sits in the middle? Bounces up and down?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what would you say they're doing when they're using a seesaw?
Seesawing.
Have you ever seen it when, instead of having the board lying over, say, a pipe, it's on a, say, a post and then a nail through it that can turn around? Think of a name for that?
Well, we used to call it a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.